Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
In this session, I want to continue to talk to you about the fact that we preach the sovereignty of God. It's a truth that runs from Genesis to Revelation. It would be impossible to pick up your Bible and not see the sovereignty of God clearly taught throughout the canon of Scripture. And to quote Charles Haddon Spurgeon, if you should hesitate or not preach the sovereignty of God, Spurgeon said, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes on the last day. I wouldn't want to have to stand before my Maker and give an account of myself, and there it be made known that we were fearful of men to preach the sovereignty of God. Now, this is a truth that needs to be shouted from the housetops. We don't need to censor God. We don't need to edit the Bible. We don't need to withhold any part of what is taught in Scripture. And Scripture loudly and clearly declares the sovereignty of God, which is His supreme authority over heaven and earth and over hell itself, and that He causes all things to work together for good, and He is working all things according to the counsel of His will. Now, last time we talked about the fact that God is supreme and that God is predeterminer. I want to build out from that. And third, to tell you, God is creator. That is an act of His sovereignty. God could have chosen to create nothing. And just to have remained within the pleasure of His relationships, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It was an act of the divine sovereign will that God chose to create everything out of nothing. And when we read in Genesis 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That was a sheer display of the supreme authority of God. He literally just spoke everything into existence. There could have been no resistance to His voice because nothing existed outside of Himself until He spoke it into being. Of course, when He said, let there be light, there was light because none could resist the authority of His voice. And so God's sovereignty is seen in creation. In Job 38, verse 4, He laid the foundation of the earth. In Psalm 33, verse 6, we read, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. And by the word, but by His voice, all their hosts. Psalm 148, verse 5, He commanded and they were created. That is the sovereign will of God. Just look around you. Everything that you see, look in the mirror and see yourself. Every aspect of creation is but the evidence of the sheer display of the undisputed throne rights of Almighty God. In Colossians 1, verse 16, we read, by Him, referring to Christ, all things were created. And in Hebrews 1, verse 2, He, Christ, made the world. In reality, creation is Trinitarian. It is created by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all working together. But fourth, God is executor. Which is to say, all that God prescripted in eternity past to be the blueprint of His plans for human history and for creation, He now is the executor of all that He predetermined that would occur. It's one thing to draft the plan. It's another thing to work the plan. And as sovereign God, He is working His eternal purpose every moment of every day. Nothing is out of control. Nothing has gone astray. Isaiah 46, verse 8 says, I am the Lord and there is no other. So what distinguishes God as God? Well, He tells us in verse 9, He says, I am the one declaring the end from the beginning. In other words, he stands at the beginning and he declares the end and he works back and declares everything in between the beginning and the end. God has declared it all with affirmative voice, just as he spoke everything into existence out of nothing, so he brings about the affairs of providence. We read further in Ephesians 1, verse 11, that he works, not just he observes, that he is a spectator of, no, he works all things. That's comprehensive, according to the counsel of his will. This is the extraordinary truth that God brings to pass all that he has predetermined. For example, in Proverbs 16, verse 33, the lot is cast into the lap, but its every turning up is from the Lord. Did you catch that? There's no random tossing of the lot, which would be like dice, into the lap. It was used in decision-making in the Old Testament. No, God was micromanaging and is micromanaging the planet, and its every turning up is ordained by God, is turned by the invisible hand of God. We also read of other such statements, but I probably need to just close it here, and we'll come back and pick up. This is so important that we preach this truth of the sovereignty of God. And I want to ask you this personal question. Do you preach the sovereignty of God? Well, I will answer that for you if you'll answer this question. Do you preach the Bible? Do you preach the truth of the Bible? Because if you preach the truth of the Bible, this truth is unavoidable. May God give you much love and wisdom in your heart. May God give you much courage and boldness to preach this, which takes glory from man and gives glory to God. Well, may the Lord give you much grace and strength as you preach His sovereignty.